Prabhupada brought again by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Narasimha Temple is a nice temple just outside of the Gundicha Temple. And this temple, there is a great festival on the day of Narasimha Chaturdashi. There is also Narasimha Temple at Navadvip, where the same festival is observed as described by Murari Gupta in his book Chaitanya Charita. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhanatisma Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savirutam Prajana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Rathamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. You may have noticed that the verse doesn't have continuity from last week, but that was done deliberately. Last week, Keshava Maharaj has given a wonderful class on Chaitanya Charitam from Adi Leela, chapter 9, text 46, you may recall, last week. That was specifically done for the launch of Srila Prabhupada's book distribution. That verse was specifically selected by Maharaj. Beautiful verse, very appropriate verse. And you may recall that Maharaj has given so many wonderful points. The chapter was entitled as a desire tree for devotional service. So he focused about the generosity of a wonderful tree that we see in the world. Yeah. So the idea is that a devotee has to be para-dukha-dukhi. We have to be compassionate to other living entities. By nature, a devotee is meant to be generous. So that generosity is also displayed by living entities like a tree, Maharaj explained. So he has also explained about the different kind of trees that served in Vrindavan. Lord Krishna and Radharani has been served by wonderful trees, even the gopas. Banyan trees, the Kadamba trees, Tamala trees, they all offered their services. One thing that really touched me is when Maharaj was talking about big things do not change, but actually, infectious things can actually change people's heart, positively or negatively. You mentioned about the COVID, for instance, yeah? COVID can be very infectious. But sometimes when we are, give pure love of God for living entities, they are touched. We get to the soul, we get to their heart, and their whole life has changed. Isn't it that sometimes people's life has changed by seeing a devotee, by hearing from a devotee once, by touching a book, by observing the way the devotees behave, people change. So preaching is not always philosophically. Preaching is also by example. Srila Prabhupada, just by the way he behaved, he has actually converted so many people to take up devotional service. They can see his purity, his divine nature. Apologies. So, but today we've gone back to the chapter 12, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple chapter. This has been discussed over the last many weeks. A wonderful chapter. We're coming towards the end of it. Just to do a very, very high-level summary. Actually, the summary of this whole chapter is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada extracted that wonderful summary Bhaktivinoda Thakur compiled to summarize Chaitanya Charitamrita. Apart from writing beautiful songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also have compiled many books. Not only that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has been approached by devotees to also give some kind of summarized commentary of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can you imagine that? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized many of these chapters from Chaitanya Charitamrita in a way that we can understand it. Because sometimes the Chaitanya Charitamrita can be very advanced, extremely advanced. Some places very difficult for us to understand philosophically. That's what Prabhupada say. It's like a postgraduate study, yeah, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So because of that advanced nature, ordinary people like me will find it very difficult to understand the inner meaning of those shlokas. So Bhaktivinoda has gone out of his way to actually compile commentaries. So the commentary given here in this chapter, as Prabhupada pointed out, is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So initially, there is a description about King Prataprudha wanting to see Lord Chaitanya. He was very keen to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But unfortunately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that. Lord Nityananda approached him prior. Can you imagine, out of all people, Lord Nityananda himself had to ask Lord Gaurachandra hesitantly, knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be upset. Why are you asking me to go and see a king? I don't need to. So Prataprudha insisted in so many different ways. He said, okay, instead of approaching Gauranga Mahaprabhu directly to see me, let me go through the devotees, which is the right approach. So he approached the devotees, 11 devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to approach him and ask him that the king really would like to see you. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned down that offer. But then eventually there was Ramananda Roy, who is close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is also expert in diplomacy. He knows how to present things to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prataprudha, he thought maybe Ramananda Rai is the person that I can send, to convince Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see me. Ramananda Roy agreed, and he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually politely, because he has so much respect for Ramananda Roy, such an exalted personality, he specifically said, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I am just an ordinary human being. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's Chana Avatar. He come in a hidden form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is saying, because he wants to display his life in a way how a devotee acts and behaves in such a pure way. Here he is teaching all the sannyasis, all the renowned saints, how to be careful not to associate worldly minded people. He knows Prataprudha is a great devotee, but yet because he's got that title, kingly title, the sannyasi has to be very careful who to associate with. Yeah. So he said, I'm not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways: with my body, with my mind, and words. Every way a sannyas acts, or every way even a devotee asks, is witnessed by others, isn't it? Because we are meant to teach people by example through our body, through our mind, through our words. So we have to be extremely careful how to behave physically, how to behave mentally, how to even behave in our speech. You have to be very select and very careful. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us that I'm a sannyasi. I must fear public opinion in three ways: in my body, in my mind, and words. He said, as soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like a wildfire, which is true. He said, a black spot, ink, cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It's always very prominent. So you have a white dhoti, you know, you have a little black spot, very prominent. It draws people's attention, right? So any misbehavior in a Vaishnav or a sannyasi, any type of misbehavior can actually affect and push people away. We don't want that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, he's using this leela, this pastime with King Prataprudha, in such a way that all his devotees can learn from his behavior. So at that time, Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, the best thing we can do is we can cut your dhoti a little bit and take that piece of cloth to Prataprudha. He will be happy. So they cut a little piece of his cloth and they sent it to Prataprudha. Prataprudha was very happy. He said, this is a representation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was worshipping that beautiful little cloth. And eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was softened and he said, okay, at least I can see his son. Let him send his son. Shishirala Gokula Nandaki Sitaram Lakshman Ma Shishigoni Tai Ki Jai. So he asked for his son to be sent, and Pratabruda sent his son. And at that time, when he saw that his son was dressed in devotional attire, and he actually resembled the form of Krishna to some extent. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately by seeing him, he remembered Krishna. He was so much in ecstasy, and he gave him such a big hug, and he accepted him as one of his associates. And that way he pleased Pratapruda indirectly. So all this discussion has been going on, and then after that he went to the Gundicha temple. He decided to clean the Gundicha temple inside and outside. So he organized the whole party. All the associates joined him to clean the Gundicha temple. And after they cleaned the Gundicha temple, then they went outside to the Narsinga temple. So that brings us to this verse, today's verse. So they finished the Gundicha temple cleaning. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to clean the famous Narsinga temple just outside Gundicha temple. So that brought us to this verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Narsinga temple inside and outside. And finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. Very wonderful. This temple, actually, although I didn't have the chance or the opportunity to go inside, I did go to Gundicha temple, but the Narsinga temple is not very far. Normally, they don't allow Westerners or outsiders from different countries to come in. And, you know, they only allow locals to go inside. So not many people from outside of India had the opportunity to visit the beautiful deities in this temple. This temple is very old. Very, very old. It's been there for many, many years. The deities are even older. The deities are meant to be there from Satyuga. Can you imagine that? This same deities, it's said in Skanda Puran. The Skanda Puran mentioned this Narsinga temple, the Narsinga deity, to have been seen and worshipped by King Indrajumna. King Indrajumna, he was so much in love with these deities, he built a beautiful temple in Satyuga. Obviously, the temple we have now is, you know, built in Kali Yuga. As you know, these things are always rebuilt. Temples, I mean, they're not going to last 1 million years. So, but in those days in Satyuga, for the same deities, King Indrajumna had built a beautiful temple. But in due course, obviously, the temple has changed. So, King Indrajumna also performed the famous Ashwamedha sacrifice in front of the temple, in front of the deities. Because of that, the deities are known as, they have a special name, Yagya Narsimha. This is another name for the deities, Yagya Narsimha. Because of the Yagya, the Ashwamedha Yagya that has been performed in front of the temple. So when you go inside the temple, you will find two Narsingadeva deities. One is the Ugra Narsinga. The other one is the Shanta Narsinga. Who can tell me what Shanta Narsinga is? Peaceful. Shanta. Shanti. Yeah, famous word, Shanti, right? So, you know, just like in Mayapur, we have Ugra Narsinga. Narsingadeva with a ferocious form, with the angry form. The natural mood of Narsingadeva is ferocious, angry. Because he could not stand to see his loving devotee Prahlad being tormented. So he came with that anger. Internally, he's actually very angry. That's why it's called Ugra, Ugra Narsinga. But behind that, you will also find the Shanta Narsimha, which is supposed to be very calm and sober. After Prahlad Maharaj calmed Narsingadev down, you know, he also displayed a beautiful form, where all the demigods have witnessed. Yeah, so that's called the Shanga Narsinga. So this deity is supposed to have a calming effect when you actually have darshan. It is said that during the Aurangzeb time, when the Muslims were running India for many hundreds of years, there was a very cruel Bengali Muslim called Kalpahada. This person, he was determined to destroy so many temples in Jagannath Puri. And he came in Jagannath Puri and he destroyed so many deities, so many temples. He was very powerful. He was a Bengali Muslim. And eventually he came to the Narsingadev temple. And then he saw the Shanta Narsinga. And it is said that when he saw this deity, he was so besotted, he was so calm, he was so peaceful. From that point on, he stopped destroying the temples and the deities. So this temple where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went is very significant. And the Ugra Narsinga, you know, Krishna is, or Narsingadev is trying to remind us that we have to remain righteous. If we are demoniac and if we're not righteous, the anger of God will be there in so many different forms. You know, depending on the degree of our unrighteous nature, he will display his anger. So this is one of the extreme form of anger that God has displayed against the demoniac personality like Hiranyakashipu. Yeah? Because he is so affectionate to his devotees, a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. So in this verse, there's also another beautiful word that's been used, Bhitara and Bahira. Bhitara and Bahira, inside and outside. This word has been used because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only he was involved in cleaning the temple inside, he was also involved in cleaning the temple outside as well. Yeah, so that gives us a hint that when we clean ourselves, when we purify ourselves, it shouldn't be just externally. It should be internally as well. External cleanliness is next to godliness, so that cleanliness is applicable both in Bhitara and Bahira as well, inside and outside. There is a beautiful principle that's been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. When we read the 11th canto, 11:19:34, it is said, Shocham japa tapo homa shraddha titanam mat archanam. That word socham is representing that cleanliness, to be clean inside and outside. And that verse, actually, Lord Krishna is giving 12 principles to Uddhava. 12 principles. One of the main principles, in fact, one of the first principles Krishna mentioned to Uddhava is socham. That socham is cleanliness, to be clean. So externally, obviously, you know, a devotee is meant to be clean. In fact, in India, the Brahmins are expected to bathe themselves at least 3 times a day, if not more, because every time they do seva and worship, every time they go to the washroom, they have to bathe. So, you know, I mean, let alone, you know, bathing once a day, yeah? Most people probably in the West, they bathe once a day. But the more we bathe, the better, to keep ourselves clean, especially if we involve in deity worship in some form. The more we bathe ourselves, the better. So internally, we have to also bathe ourselves. This is our subtle kind of, you know, bad or negative threats we may have. Those need to be cleaned and purified as well. Yeah, internally, you know, we may be in the mode of ignorance, we may be in the mode of passion, so we display some kind of bad habits and bad qualities internally. That need to be cleaned. We cannot use water and soap to clean that. So the only way we could do that, we could clean ourselves through Shravanam and Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, through the 9 processes of bhakti and through chanting of Krishna's name constantly. That's why devotees are always bathing their consciousness, their subtle body, by chanting and taking shelter of the holy name. That chanting of Krishna Nam purifies us, and also by performing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, by performing the 9 processes of bhakti, eventually a devotee gets purified. That's the only way we can purify them. Is there any pharmaceutical company who can provide us a medicine to get rid of our deceitful nature, to get rid of our greed, to get rid of our invasive nature, irritable nature? You know, we have so many bad qualities, manipulative nature, overly competitive nature. As a passionate person with Rajagun, we are competitive, right? These things are very subtle. There's no medicine. But when we take the guidance from Bhagavad Gita, the guidance from Srimad Bhagavatam, when we practice devotion service, when we associate devotees, we get purified from these things eventually. Like Mugrari the hunter. He had such a tamasic mentality that he wants to kill the animals, but he wants to half kill them, and he sits down and watch to see how they suffer. Isn't that very tamasic, very cool? Very ruthless nature, very tamasic nature. But he only had to associate once was Narada Muni, when he took up devotional service, when he started chanting. Then eventually, let alone killing animals, he didn't even want to step on ants. That's how purified he became. So his internal consciousness was fully purified because of his association with Narada Muni. Yeah. So in that way, this devotional process are the way forward in cleansing ourselves internally. So in the purport, there is two points Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. Obviously, he mentioned the Chatur Narsimha Chaturdasi festival has been observed in such a grand way. And this whole thing has been mentioned by Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta is no other than Hanumanji. Hanuman himself has incarnated as Murari Gupta to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Leela, in his pastime. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that the Chaturdasi, Narsimha Chaturdasi festival has been observed in a grand way, and Murari Gupta has actually described that in such a beautiful way in his book known as Sri Chaitanya Charita. Not Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Charita by Murari Gupta. This book is one of the first biography that was compiled about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, way before Chaitanya Bhagavat, way before Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the original biography by Murari Gupta. So within there, Prabhupada explains that the Narsimha Chaturdasi festival, how it's been observed in this temple, Narsingha temple, has been described very, very nicely. Since Srila Prabhupada has prompted us to talk about this wonderful personality, Murari Gupta, it's worth saying a few words about his background. Because it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that anyone who remembers devotee's name will get love of Krishna very easily. Anyone who glorifies great Vaishnavas, great devotees, will eventually attain love of Godhead. It's very powerful. So sometimes it's nice to get the opportunity to glorify such kind of personalities. I can share one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita with you that says, Parameshvara dasa nitya nadai kasharana Krishna bhakti payatane yekare smarana. Parameshwar Das is said to be the fifth Gopala of Krishna Leela, completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Nityananda. Anyone who remembers his name, Parameshvara Das, will get love of Krishna very easily. So even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj is compiling these verses in such a way, drawing our attention that the importance of glorifying devotees, glorifying our acharyas, sometimes it's even more important than glorifying Krishna himself, because Krishna prefers to see his devotees being glorified than him being glorified. Yeah. So the power is there. That's why we always glorify personalities like Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. You know, these things are very powerful. Parameshwara Das obviously is mentioned here because he was a close associate of Lord Nityananda. He was very much favored by Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda really favored him because he was a great personality in consistently serving Nityananda Prabhu and also preaching in every town and village alongside Lord Nityananda. So in that way, you know, he was very dear. So here in this verse it says, Ye kare smarana, anyone who remembers the name of my devotee, Ye kare smarana, Krishna bhakti payatanre. Krishna bhakti payatanre, immediately, whoever glorifies that devotee, he will eventually get love, pure love for Lord Krishna. Actually, in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explained about this point very nicely. He is saying, glorifying the Lord and glorifying the Lord's devotee are the same. Or rather, glorifying the devotee is more important than glorifying the Lord directly. This is Prabhupada saying. Narottama Das Thakur explains this fact also. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payeche Keva. Narottama is saying one cannot be liberated from material contamination without sincerely serving a devotee of Krishna. Wow, that's big, isn't it? If we remain, you know, a Kanishtha Adhikari, always focusing on Krishna, 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 and neglect devotees. This is what happens. We cannot be liberated from material contamination. We're still in Kanishtha, in a very neophyte stage. It's so important to adore devotees. It's so important to associate with devotees. It's so important to hear from devotees. Yeah, to touch Krishna's heart, we have to really win over the devotee's heart. Otherwise, Krishna is too far away. Too far away. That's why Narottama is saying one cannot be liberated from material contamination without sincerely serving a devotee of Krishna. One has to take shelter. When we take shelter of a devotee of Krishna, automatically we've taken shelter of under the care of Lord Krishna. So Murari Gupta, this personality is renowned because even his name is renowned because Murari Gupta. Gupta, the word Gupta means hidden. When something is hidden, it's Gupta. Murari is actually, although it's representing Krishna's name, is directly actually representing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Murari Gupta has hidden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the core of his heart. Hence he is known as Murari Gupta. He has Chaitanya from a young days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always in the core of his heart. He was the closest associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Murari Gupta spent the largest number of days and weeks and months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was very young. Their childhood pastime was spent together. Murari was practically inseparable from Lord Chaitanya. So they come from the same village as well. Their parents, like Jagannath Mishra, used to live in a place called Srihatta. So Murari Gupta used to live in Srihatta as well. And at one point, Jagannath Mishra decided to come to Navadvip. So also, the parents and the family of Murari Gupta also came to Navadvip. So Murari Gupta was living maybe less than half a kilometer away from Jagannath Mishra's house. Not very far. So there was a school there in Navadvip called the Ganga Das Pandit School. This is a famous school in those days. So from a young days, Nimai and Murari Gupta, they were going to the school. The Ganga Das Pandit School. So in that school, when they were studying, Murari was the eldest. He was much older. He was much more mature, but he appeared to be much more than Nimai. Nimai was much younger. But yet, they used to have argument, debate all the time, especially in the school. But Murari Gupta was always defeated. So although he was always defeated by Nimai, he never let go of his affection to him. He was still affectionate to him. Because of that, their affection was very, very strong. But it was said that sometimes they used to argue. When they argue, they start fighting as well. They start pushing each other. They push each other from their school all the way to Ganga. And they push each other so much on the bank of the Ganga bank becomes extremely muddy. Because of that, the ladies used to get frustrated because they find it difficult to take their pot and take some water because they have to go through all this mud. And even the Brahmins used to be upset with them because the Brahmins used to bathe in Ganga. When they come out, there's so much mud because Murari Gupta and Nimai were pushing each other so much on the bank. Yeah. So those kind of descriptions been captured by Murari Gupta in the biography that he compiled about Nimai in his book. So he's also described in Gaura Ganesha Deepika to be none other than Hanuman. Hanuman has descended in the form of Murari Gupta. It's so nice that Angada, you know, the associates of Lord Ramachandra from those days have also taken birth in Kali Yuga to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is a verse called Murari Gupta Hanuman Angada Shri Purandara Ya Shri Sugriva Namasid Govindana Eva Saha. This is from Gaura Ganesha Deepika. Let us say Murari Gupta was Hanuman on Ramachandra's Leela. Purandara was Angada. Angada had come as well to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Govindananda was Sugriva. Even Sugriva had come as well to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Murari Gupta's worshipable deity by nature, since he's been the incarnation of Hanuman, is Lord Ramachandra, Sita, and Ram. So sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tease him. He used to tease him that, oh, you should worship Brajendranandan. You should worship Lord Krishna. And Murari used to feel a little bit bad in the sense that he wants to listen to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but at the same time he cannot let go because he has the eternal connection with Lord Ramachandra. And that's his Ishta Devata. You know, you worship Lord Ram. So he was very disturbed and at home. He was thinking about it and he decided, I think the best thing for me to do is to kill myself. I cannot be here or there. I should kill myself. And eventually, he didn't kill himself, but he decided to go and consult Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he explained to him the situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy with him because he was only testing his faith, how strong his faith is in worshipping Ramachandra. Not that he wants him to give up worshipping Lord Ramachandra. At the end of the day, there's no difference between Ramachandra and Gaurasundar and Krishna. They're all the same personality. So when Murari Gupta approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started telling him like this. He said, listen, my dear Murari, you have love for me. I know that. So just serve the Parabrahman appearing in the human form, having the color of the Indra Nila gem, blue sapphire. He stands most attractively in threefold bending form, carrying a flute in his hand. Worship Shrimati Radharani, the golden complexion, daughter of King Vrishabhanu. She is the original energy of the Lord, and her effulgence defeats the color of Gaurachana, bright yellow. Engage yourself in the service of the gopis, and you will attain the son of Nanda, enthroned resting, in Chintamani Bhumi, wish-fulfilling jewel, Vrindavandam. He sits on a jeweled throne, resting upon a gem-studded platform, surrounded by Kalpavriksha trees. By his inconceivable potency, Kamadenu, Surabhi cows, wander everywhere, fulfilling all desires. His glittering bodily effulgence is known as formless Brahman. You should know that this is a sweet truth about Krishna. What a powerful description Lord Gauranga is mentioning to Murari Gupta. So Murari heard all that and he was very happy. But at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him to maintain his internal connection by encouraging him to continue worshipping Lord Ramachandra. But at the same time, he wanted him to understand that he himself is no other than Lord Ramachandra. That's when he displayed the beautiful form of Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, and he showed him his own form as well in his Mahaprakash. You know, this Mahaprakash, as you know, is the exhibition of divinity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his divine forms for different specific personalities, devotees in different times. The Varaha form has been displayed, the Nrsinga form has been displayed, Satbhuj form, you've seen the Satbhuj here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displaying he is the same Ramachandra, he is the same Krishna, he is the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with six arms. So this time he also displayed the form of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And, Murari Gupta can see his own form when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed. And he realized, yes, I'm actually worshipping the same personality, the same Krishna, the same Ram. But yet, you know, he has that eternal connection with Ramachandra. He was blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to continue to bless him. Murari Gupta is also one of the leaders of the branches. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is represented as a tree. He is also the gardener, he is a tree, but from that tree comes so many different kind of branches. So Krishnadas Kaviraj has compiled something in the region of 70 different kind of branches coming out of this tree. And each one of them are a group of devotees who are assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The very first one is Shivas. We all know that Shivas Hangam, Shivas used to have so many associates to perform the daily kirtan. Yeah, so that's the very first branch of the Chaitanya tree. So the Murari Gupta tree is the 21st branch. Among those 70 different branches, the 21st branch is considered to be the 21st branch. So within these branches, there are so many different kinds of devotees, and each devotees have a specific task. Some of them are performing kirtan. Some of them are preparing prasadam. Some of them are messengers for Lord Chaitanya. Some of them are the servants for Lord Chaitanya. Some of them prepare the dwelling place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyas was traveling constantly. So somebody has to make arrangement for him to stay somewhere. So that kind of service is also delivered for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of them are dedicated in arranging a transportation when he goes to Navadvip, when he goes to Jagannath Puri. So in that way, these branches contain selected devotees who perform specific duty for serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of the last Leela I can mention about Murari Gupta is his beautiful message to his devotees about Vaishnava etiquette. At one point, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were sitting and the devotees were gathering. And Murari Gupta came. When Murari Gupta came, he came and directly paid obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He waited for him, and when he woke up, he said, "You violated the Vaishnava etiquette." And Murari was shocked. He said, "I'm only paying respect and pranam to you, Gaurasundar." And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "No, you see my elder, Nityananda, sitting next to me. You should have offered respect to him first and then respect to me afterwards." So in that way, he established this beautiful Vaishnava etiquette. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to recognize that respect should be given to the elders first. If we see the elders, we don't pay respect to the younger ones, neglecting or ignoring the elder ones. Yeah. So in that way, he established that beautiful etiquette, the Vaishnava etiquette. And the next day, again, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was observing him. Murari Gupta came, pay obeisances to Lord Nityananda, Haribo. And then after that, he paid obeisances to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Murari Gupta never begged any money, or he never looked for any charity. He was self-sufficient because he comes from a dynasty of Ayurvedic physicians. He was an Ayurvedic physician. He was expert. In fact, at one point, when Shivananda Sen has given so much prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a lot of ghee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very uneasy. So he went and he took service for Murari Gupta. "Murari Gupta, I feel very uneasy. You're a physician, Ayurvedic physician. Please give me something to cure me." And Murari Gupta laughed and he gave him something to drink. He drank that. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Perfect, I feel very good now." So in that way he's engaging his devotees like Murari Gupta. So it's important to glorify this personality. Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of nectar. I don't want to go over my time. I want to give you an opportunity for anyone to add one or two beautiful comments on this wonderful verse. If anyone has any questions, you will come to ask as well. So I think I should end now. Koto Tunayin. Hare Krishna, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Pamanandi, Hare Hare Bo. Anyone has any additional comments or questions? Shivas Prabhu, beautiful.
Well, there was another pastime where Murari Gupta was going to leave the body before Lord Chaitanya left, you know?
Yes, yes.
He was thinking that, "I can't bear to be in separation of Lord Chaitanya." So he created some carpenter to carve a knife, isn't it?
Yes.
And he hit the knife somewhere. And Lord Chaitanya came to him and said, "Where is that knife?"
Isn't it? Yeah.
"Where is that?" Then he told Murari Gupta that, "Don't do something like that, because it will not go well with my pastimes." "You will leave your body before I leave my body." "People will not take it nicely. You follow my instructions."
Correct. Like that. Wonderful. That's a good point, yeah. He also made him realize about the identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because how would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu know unless he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead? Murari Gupta has hidden this knife. He's the only one who knows about it. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gives his devotees the opportunity to understand his identity so that they don't misunderstand him. And yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Srinivas Prabhu. Any other points or questions? Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Sri Krishna Namastikam.
Mm.
Is that by
Bhaktivinoda
at all?
Sri Krishna Namastikam. The one we talked about is Sri Chaitanya Charita.
Yeah, but it could be Krishna
Kavaraj. Okay.
It says here, in here, it's verses 7 and 8. It says, O my dear holy name, O beloved, identical form of Krishna in sound, out of your causeless mercy, the devotees take shelter of your lotus feet, and constantly chanting you is even saved from destruction to offenses against the holy name. You are manifest as the supreme personal form of the concentrated transcendental ecstasy, and are personally the form of transcendental happiness, and a daily festival in the residence of Gokul. You are full of transcendental glory and eternal bliss, which you manifest through nectarian loving exchanges with your devotees. Therefore, my dear holy name of Krishna, I offer you again my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. That's very beautiful.
Wonderful description of the glories of the holy name. Yeah. Thank you for always sharing these things with us. I think we can end here. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaurupavanandi. Hari Hari Mohan.